So right now, as you're listening to this, there is like an 80% chance that the employees in your office are just quietly feeding your sensitive company data into free public AI
Yeah,
models.
that's a staggering number.
Right. It's this phenomenon they're calling shadow AI. And, you know, while it might be saving your team, say, an hour or two on drafting emails, it is basically putting the entire business on this massive collision course with some very severe European
Oh,
regulations.
absolutely. And the scale of that risk is just completely flying under the radar right now. I mean, we are seeing this really profound disconnect between the shiny sci-fi promises of artificial intelligence and the actual chaotic way it's bleeding into the daily workflow of local businesses.
Exactly. And that disconnect is exactly what we are diving deep into today for you. Because, well, it is April 1st, 2026, and we have this amazing stack of sources that really strip away all that Silicon Valley hype. We want to show you what the generative AI revolution actually looks like on the ground, specifically here in Ireland.
Right, because it's not just happening in the massive glass boardrooms in Dublin.
No, not at all. So we're pulling from this national economic research covering the state of AI in the Irish enterprise for 2025 to 2026. But to actually ground those massive numbers, we are also looking at insights straight from the front lines. Specifically, we're looking at the blog and some case studies from a really trusted Irish AI consultancy called Think AI.
And honestly, the contrast between those two sources, the macro data and the on-the-ground reality, that is where the true story is. Because the macroeconomic research projects that generative AI is going to add a staggering 250 billion euros to Ireland's GDP by 2035.
Wait, 250 billion with a
And
B.
with a B, yeah.
It's massive.
And at a glance, the adoption numbers look incredibly healthy, right? You've got 91% of Irish organizations reporting they use AI in some capacity today, which is a huge leap from, I think it was just 49% back in 2024.
Right, but see, if you just stop at that headline, you'd assume every business, from a cafe in Castlebar to a mid-sized accounting firm in Cork, is running these perfectly optimized automated systems. But the reality is so much messier than that.
Oh, way messier.
Because that 91% usage statistic, it's actually hiding what the research calls the implementation gap.
Yeah, the implementation gap is fascinating because out of that 91%, only 33% of those organizations have actually achieved broad strategic adoption across their departments.
Only a third.
Exactly. The vast majority are just sort of trapped in this experimental phase. They're using the technology, sure, but they haven't actually integrated it into the business.
It's kind of like, it sounds like everyone bought a gym membership in January, right?
Well, that's a good way to put it.
Like everyone has the membership, but only a third of the people are actually showing up and doing the workouts. People are playing with ChatGPT at their desks, but it's not actually wired into the business's nervous system, which brings us back to that 80% shadow AI statistic.
Right, because shadow AI isn't just a bad habit. It's a symptom of that gap.
Yeah, I was thinking about it like, it's like employees bringing their own, I don't know, power tools from home to a commercial construction site.
Wow, yeah.
Yes, that individual worker might build their specific section of the wall way faster, but none of their tools are calibrated to the site's safety code. There's zero oversight, and eventually the entire structure is going to fail an inspection.
That is exactly
I
it.
mean, people are literally pasting client financial summaries or proprietary code into public models just to clear out their inbox by 5 p.m.
And the construction site metaphor captures causality perfectly, too, because the workers are doing this because the official tools provided by the business are just inadequate. They're frustrated by slow, manual processes.
Right.
But actually, transforming a business workflow requires overcoming some major hurdles, which is why I think 25% of firms cite legacy IT systems as their primary roadblock to getting official AI adopted.
Okay, so let's unpack the mechanics of that legacy IT roadblock for a second. Because I think a lot of people wonder, why is it so difficult for an established business to just, you know, plug an AI into their existing setup?
Well, think about the digital infrastructure of a typical Irish SME that's been operating for, say, 20 years. They likely have an antiquated customer database, maybe an inventory system built back in 2014, and critical information is just scattered across hundreds of disconnected Excel spreadsheets.
Oh, the classic folder full of spreadsheets.
Exactly. And modern large language models, they require structured, accessible data pipelines to actually function effectively. An AI cannot simply reach into an isolated on-premise server and make sense of fragmented data without some sort of architectural bridge.
So the executives are paralyzed by this mountain of technical debt while simultaneously terrified of data leakage from their employees going rogue with public AI.
Yes, they're caught right in the middle.
That creates a pretty desperate need for a bridge, right? From chaotic experimentation to secure production. And that brings us to Think AI, this consultancy based out of Kiltima, County Mayo, because they represent this fascinating case study of how this implementation gap is actually being solved outside of the major tech hubs.
Their foundation is actually really relevant here. Think AI was launched by Declan Foley, and it emerged from over 19 years of digital agency experience with the Design West team.
Wow, almost two decades.
Yeah, they spent nearly two decades building the digital infrastructure for local authorities, credit unions, hospitality businesses all across Ireland. So they have this very grounded outcome-first approach.
Right. They aren't about sci-fi robots or fluffy jargon. They understand the operational reality of regional Irish businesses. But okay, let me play devil's advocate here for a second.
Sure.
If I am running, say, a mid-sized logistics company, why do I actually need to pay a consultancy for a pilot program? Why can't I just purchase a secure enterprise license for a top-tier model and just instruct my staff to use it?
Because purchasing an enterprise license merely gives you a blank canvas.
Okay.
I mean, it solves the immediate security issue of public data scraping, sure, but it does absolutely nothing to integrate that intelligence into your actual operational workflow. If your staff still has to manually copy information out of an email, log into a separate AI interface, paste the text, type out a prompt, and then copy the result back into your CRM software,
then you haven't actually transformed your business.
Exactly. You've just added more steps.
So the real value of generative AI consulting is entirely architectural. Like, according to their blog, Think AI focuses on building custom developments around a company's specific data. They literally wire the AI directly into the CRM.
Right.
They train the model to output text that matches the brand's established tone of voice. If your business operations live entirely inside Gmail and Google Docs, they ensure the AI operates natively within those specific interfaces.
And that native integration solves the exact friction holding back the broader economy. Because 36% of Irish leaders explicitly state they find it difficult to connect AI agents with their existing systems. Think AI basically acts as the systems architect.
Okay, so what does that look like in practice?
They audit the daily workflow, identify the bottlenecks that can actually benefit from automation, and then custom build the pipelines to make those tools accessible to completely non-technical staff.
And what democratizes this entire process is the timeline and the cost, which completely blew my mind. Mm. We are no longer talking about multi-million euro research and development budgets.
No, not at all.
Think AI outlines that their pilot consultations start between 1,500 and 3,000 euros, and a pilot can be stood up in just 4 to 6 weeks, with a comprehensive integration completed in 2 to 3 months.
Bringing enterprise-grade architecture to the SME level at that price point, it just completely shifts the competitive landscape. And we can actually see the tangible results in the national research. Irish SME leaders are now saving an average of 5.3 hours a week through these tailored AI integrations.
5.3 hours a week, that's huge. Let's look at how those hours are actually being reclaimed across different types of businesses. Because Think AI notes, they have helped SMEs in Mayo reduce their administrative processing time by 40% just through AI form processing.
Yeah, the mechanics of that form processing are a perfect example of applied AI. Instead of a human opening a supplier invoice, reading the total, and manually typing that number into accounting software.
Which is soul-crushing work, by the way.
Right, totally soul-crushing. Instead of that, an integrated AI vision model instantly extracts the relevant fields, categorizes the expense, and pushes the structured data directly into the ledger. The human only needs to click approve.
Their blog uses an analogy that I think clarifies this shift beautifully. They describe moving to generative AI as moving from a calculator to a co-writer.
That's a great way to think about it.
You know, you are not replacing the human employee. You are simply getting 100 unique product descriptions drafted before the kettle even finishes boiling.
And that acceleration applies across surprisingly diverse sectors. In the retail and e-commerce space, it translates to generating high-converting copy and running dynamic, automated email flows that react to customer behavior.
Oh, wow.
And for professional services, like legal firms or consultants, custom AI integrations are slashing proposal drafting time by 60%. because it instantly synthesizes past successful templates with new client briefs.
The healthcare application highlighted in the sources is equally compelling to me. Clinics are deploying 247 intelligent chatbots. And to be clear, these are not the infuriating decision tree chatbots from 5 years ago that just sent you in circles.
Oh, I hated those. Press one for this, press two for that.
Exactly. These new ones are integrated systems capable of securely parsing natural language patient queries, cross-referencing doctor availability, and triaging basic information so the human administrative staff can focus entirely on complex care scenarios.
And as we look further up the scale, the research details how these specific principles apply to massive enterprises as well. Like, AIB is deploying Microsoft 365 Copilot to over 10,000 employees.
10,000? That's a massive rollout.
Right. And Intercom, an Irish-founded tech giant, they utilize their proprietary AI agent, Finn, to autonomously resolve up to 50% of customer support questions. What Think AI provides is basically a mirror of that enterprise capability for smaller firms through what they call AI agent integration.
Okay, could you unpack the mechanism of an AI agent for us? Because I feel like that term gets thrown around really loosely right now. How does an agent actually differ from the standard language models people use every day?
It's a crucial distinction. A standard language model waits for you to ask a question, provides an answer, and stops. An AI agent operates autonomously across multiple steps.
Like it has its own initiative.
Kind of, yeah. If a customer emails a refund request, an agent can read the intent of the email, independently query your secure inventory database to check the return policy, draft a tailored response, initiate the refund ticket in your CRM, and flag the final draft for human review. It takes action.
Taking a multi-step process that used to consume, say, 15 minutes and reducing it to a 5-second approval click, that is profound.
It really is.
But looking at the national economic research, there is an intense, almost panicked urgency surrounding this technology in 2026. If the tools are becoming more accessible every single month, why shouldn't a local business just wait another 2 years for the technology to fully stabilize before investing?
Well, the urgency is driven entirely by the regulatory cliff that is fast approaching businesses. The EU AI Act, which initially entered into force in 2024, is now entering its heavy phase-in period.
Okay.
And crucially for businesses operating here, Ireland is mandated to establish its national AI office by August 1st, 2026. This office will serve as the central coordinating authority enforcing the new laws.
Wait, if we are talking about European regulatory bodies, the penalties must be pretty severe. What is the actual financial risk for non-compliance here?
It's staggering. The penalties for deploying prohibited practices or mishandling high-risk AI systems can reach up to 35 million euros, or 7% of a company's global turnover, whichever is higher.
7% of global turnover.
Yes.
For a local enterprise, that might just be trying to modernize their workflow. That completely changes the risk calculus. I mean, if an HR manager at a mid-sized firm decides to speed up their week by running 50 applicant resumes through a free AI tool to score the best candidates, they could theoretically trigger a catastrophic compliance failure.
Exactly. And the risk of incorrect classification is really the danger zone here. Under the EU AI Act, using artificial intelligence for recruitment screening or credit scoring or biometric categorization is explicitly classified as high risk. If a business treats those functions as minimal risk, failing to implement the mandatory governance, human oversight, and transparency audits, they are fully exposed to those fines. So it is completely logical that 58% of Irish executives cite privacy and compliance as their primary barrier to adoption.
Which circles us right back to the shadow AI problem we started with. If your employees are using unauthorized tools, your business is absorbing all of that regulatory risk without even knowing it. This makes the role of a consultancy like Think AI shift from being merely an operational architect to acting as a vital legal shield.
That's a great way to look at it. They mitigate that risk through what they term responsible AI integration.
Mm-hmm.
They ensure immediate GDPR compliance because they do not rely on opaque public data sets. To secure the system, they employ a technical protocol known as LMO, or Large Language Model Optimization.
So break down the mechanics of LMO for us. How does it physically prevent the AI from inventing false information or, you know, leaking data?
Okay, to understand LMO, imagine taking a highly intelligent, globally trained AI and locking it inside a secure, soundproof room.
Okay, I'm picturing a locked room.
Right, and inside that room, the only reference materials on the desk are your company's actual verified PDFs, databases, and policy documents. When AI is asked a question, it is technically restricted to generating an answer based solely on the documents in that room.
So
it cannot pull from the public internet, and the data inside the room can never be transmitted back to the global training model. That closed-loop architecture basically eliminates the hallucination problem and guarantees data sovereignty.
That structural guarantee is exactly what executives need to sleep at night. But building that closed-loop architecture brings us to the most significant friction point highlighted in our sources. A staggering 84% of Irish leaders report that a fundamental skills gap is their main barrier. They simply do not have the internal engineering talent to build soundproof data rooms or integrate autonomous agents.
The internal talent shortage is definitely severe, but the government has actually recognized this bottleneck. There is currently substantial state funding available, designed explicitly to help businesses bypass that skills gap by hiring external experts.
Like navigating the grant stack.
Exactly that. Enterprise Ireland offers a digital discovery grant, which covers up to 80% of the costs capped at a maximum of 5,000 euros for a company taking its initial steps into AI strategy and integration.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And for larger systemic transformations, there are digital process innovation grants that cover up to 50% of the implementation costs.
But let's be real, dealing with state grant applications is a skill set entirely of its own. A consultancy like Think AI isn't just delivering the code, they are actively helping businesses fund the transformation. They map the technical deliverables to the specific criteria required by Enterprise Ireland to unlock that capital.
It represents highly pragmatic innovation. They are simultaneously neutralizing the technical friction, the regulatory fear, and the financial barrier all at once.
So, synthesizing everything we have covered in this deep dive, the generative AI revolution is actively rewriting the Irish economy today. But the organizations that ultimately benefit will not be the ones just ignoring the shadow AI on their networks, hoping their employees figure it out safely.
Definitely not.
The victors, whether they are single founders in Mayo or enterprise operations in Dublin, will be those who partner with dedicated experts. Firms like Think AI are essential because they build customized, legally secure workflows that extract real revenue while staying firmly within the boundaries of European law.
And for anyone listening, whether you are aiming to upskill your personal career trajectory or you're a business leader desperately trying to reclaim 5 hours of your work week, the primary takeaway should be highly encouraging.
Yeah.
You do not need to possess deep technical engineering skills to leverage this revolution. You just need to be strategic. The focus must be on finding the exact intersection where these autonomous tools can carry the weight of your specific daily workflow.
Strategic, not technical. That is the perfect lens for this transition. But we really cannot wrap up today without leaving you with one final kind of lingering thought that we pulled from the economic data, because there is a specific metric buried in the ESRI research that paints a pretty complex picture of our future workforce.
Yeah, the structural data really forces us to question who actually gets to participate in this automated economy.
Right, because the research reveals a severe digital glass ceiling currently operating in Ireland. As of today, 44% of men report using advanced digital skills in their workplace compared to only 18% of women.
Wow.
It is the widest digital skills gender gap recorded in Europe. And as artificial intelligence fundamentally redefines what a generalist worker is, and as it aggressively automates away routine administrative tasks, we have to confront a pretty difficult economic reality.
We really do.
If we successfully automate the workflow, but we fail to democratize the training and access to these advanced oversight skills, are we actually building a revolutionary new economy? Or are we simply taking our historical structural inequalities and hard-coding them directly into the algorithms of the future?
A huge question.
We have the capability to upgrade the technology. The challenge is ensuring we do not leave human potential behind. Definitely something to mull over until our next deep dive.